This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Baby boomers are pulling more money out of 401ks than they're putting in, withdrawing $11.4 billion in 2013. New study finds a striking pattern. White and Asian American middle-income families tend to live in middle-income neighborhoods. Black middle-income families tend to live in distinctly lower-income ones. Most strikingly, the typical middle-income black family lives in a neighborhood with lower incomes than a typical low-income white family. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in a suit brought by Texas religious institutions that the opt-out provisions of Obamacare for birth control, moving the responsibility to insurers, is legal. Since September 11, 2001, nearly twice as many people have been killed by white supremacists, anti-government fanatics, and other non-Muslim extremists than by radical Muslims, 48 compared to 26. A court in the Netherlands has ordered the government there to reduce emissions. Religiously oriented schools are worried that if the Supreme Court legalizes same-sex marriage, they could lose their federal income tax exemptions as a violation of fundamental public policy. Nigerian federal legislators are reducing pay and benefits to themselves. Money may be coming to beer drinkers thanks to the FTC because some beers have been labeling themselves imported even though they're brewed in St. Louis, Fort Worth, and elsewhere in the U.S. Cuba has announced significant expansion of internet with Wi-Fi zones and lower access costs. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the Affordable Care subsidies for lower-income families by a 6-3 decision, with Chief Justice Roberts writing the decision. A major challenge to the Fair Housing Act of 1968 was also rebuffed by the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision allowing proof of either intentional discrimination or merely that the challenge practice had produced a disparate impact. Drawing on decisions concerning other kinds of discrimination, Justice Kennedy wrote for the majority that the housing law allowed suits relying on both kinds of evidence. A measure approved by the California State Assembly would end religious and personal exemptions in that state used by anti-vaccine parents and make vaccinations mandatory for all school children. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.